Hello, Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning political cartoonist for The Guardian Australia, First Dog on the Moon. Don't we live in interesting times? Remember when Barack Obama was elected to the US presidency for the first time? It was historic. And sure, since then, American politics, particularly foreign policy, has been like a garbage fire in a terrorism factory. I mean, Obama has what, 7 or 8 different secret wars going on? And he's established a comprehensive surveillance state to rival any in the Western world. But hey, what a guy. Anyway, if you thought that was bad, and you didn't, but you should have, you haven't seen anything yet. Donald Trump is president-elect. Those poor Americans. They spent 8 years labouring under the yoke of a Kenyan socialist Muslim. Surely it's time for the pendulum to swing back the other way just a teeny bit. So now they've elected a gigantic orange fascist and there are Nazis in the streets, just like Coburg and Cronulla. Job well done, USA. But what does it mean for us here in Australia? Well, who doesn't love an emboldened, pussy-grabbing racist? And we've got more than our fair share of extremely happy white supremacists in this country too. Now that all bets are off in America, things are heating up in Australia as well, and I don't mean climate change because that's a Bureau of Meteorology hoax. So here are some of the things that are okay now that Donald Trump is president. You can have parties with your friends with everyone wearing sheets over their heads and setting fire to stuff. Here's something that's always been okay in Australia, putting on blackface. Now it's internationally acceptable. Andrew Bolt will be filling out his application to join the Aboriginal industry as we speak.
Mammy. Mammy.
It's now okay to listen to Ted Nugent. That's enough. We can take George Christensen seriously.
Yes, I've got a petition which has got a number of pages of signatures attached to it. It's done the rounds of the House of Representatives.
Yes, George, I see what you mean. And of course, it's time to smash ISIS.
You're my wonderwall.
Well, I think that was Oasis, but close enough. Those bastards have been inflicting pain on people for years. Now you can have preposterous hair. Just remember to feed it. Post-Trump, you can be a confident, assertive conservative. Be like Kevin Andrews and just walk around everywhere in a terry toweling hat and a pair of thongs. It's even okay to deport illegal aliens. And finally, we can enjoy watching old VHS recordings of Joni Loves Chachi. Oh, and hopefully we'll have gun laws soon, like the USA as well. Australia, you're welcome. Next week, we have plans for 18C. Huge plans. It's going to be tremendous. 18C has many, many friends, important friends, and you're going to love what we're going to do with it. It's going to be huge. It's going to be terrific. It's a fantastic...